It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. August 27th today. Man, you know, if I follow what some of the other Dog Days podcasting people say, technically I shouldn't be recording this because it's still my Saturday. But you know what? I probably won't have time tomorrow at any other point, so here's the recording. Plus, it's a wrap-up of our D&D session from today. And, you know, as I think about it now a little bit more, might be worth doing as an audio log after each session. I don't know. We'll see. So, after our dinner party that went utterly wrong, we asked the governor, first of all, the governor wanted time to interrogate the prisoners that we had and kind of get their plans together. So we said, well, you know what, give us a week. We had a few people that needed to train up. And I decided to talk to the seedier, more shadowy people of the world. Talk to, find the thieves' guilds and see what they have to say. Well, and apparently from the last time I was there, two thieves guilds are no longer, don't really see anything about them in town anymore, and now there is just one. And this is a huge town. This is not just a tiny little town. This is, you know, one of your big towns that's on the continent. So I got in contact with the leader, and silly me thinking I could appeal to their humanity side and they'd just be willing to give some simple information out. No, they wanted ease or a favor. And since our party has not really done much treasure hunting, we have a couple magical items. Most of them are pretty simple. I figure, you know, we really don't have anything magical that would be of any value to this person. Gold, yeah, probably not much. So she said, okay, well then I need you to do your job and assassinate someone. I hemmed and hawed because I'm trying to be a good character. I'm trying to be good. I became an assassin not because I want to kill, murder people in cold blood. I need to compensate for the lack of strength. So this information better be worth it. Okay, fine. I'll kill the person. She said, okay, well, if you don't complete this in 5 days, you will be dead, and your party will be dead. Great. So, you know, and of course I don't tell any of the other players about this. So I decided that, the first day we did first day after this, we talked to the governor, got our information that we got, that she had. Then we, that evening, I decided I was going to brew up a little bit of poison for later use, so to speak. And actually, I need to probably work with the DM to get that all finalized. And then the next day, we decided to go into a sewer area to, holy cow, it's foggy. To investigate some of these dark areas in town that are actually causing issues. We go in, we find, the good rogue I am, I totally forgot about to look for traps and got nailed by two of them. We don't do much dungeon delving. In fact, 99% of the stuff we've been doing since level one hasn't really been in dungeons or anything. It's been in out in the open, out in forests and whatnot. So you forget about that sometimes. So after that, I started going, navigate more carefully, looking around, look for traps, look for any movement, because things seemed awfully dead and still there. Came around a corner, heard some whispers that stopped. Like, oh, that's weird. So peeked my head around a corner, didn't see anything. I sat there for another round, and all of a sudden, I was compelled to rush into this door that was at the end of the room and go after the person that's in there because they were running right. And, of course, I failed the check, so I ran in. And I found a guy who put up a shield and was starting to cast a spell. And then I tried to attack and missed. Fast forward a little bit. Tried to attack him again. I did get one good attack off of on him. And then he cast his compel again and said, if your friend doesn't take this potion, she will die. So what do? I basically attack my friend and try and force feed her a potion. Of course she wouldn't take it, and I'm glad she didn't. And in the meantime, the creature was attacked and lost its concentration on me, and I was left staring at a potion wondering why the hell I was trying to feed it to my friend. Well, long story short, we knocked it down most of the way. I rushed up to it. I gave one good hit and knocked it down. And because I was just pissed because of what it's done to me, I gave another good swift kick to knock it down to two failed death saves. Because I didn't give a shit. I was pissed. And then they saved it, and that was kind of the end of the session. So we are now left with more questions, and I have to assassinate, a very powerful person within the city. And I need to figure out how the hell to do that at this game time, 3 days, I think. So this will be a very interesting next couple of weeks, and I'll probably be texting back and forth to the DM, role playing via chat. Let's see what happens. And if you notice, I did not say who this person is because I don't want any of my fellow characters to know who is supposed to die. Although they'll figure it out fast, I'm sure. At least out of character. So, that should be enough for tonight. I guess we will to be continued on the story. And I guess if you want to keep listening, you can subscribe to my feed after the Dog Days podcasting is done. Because the next session will probably be after the holiday. We usually go about every 2 weeks or so. So have a good night, day, whenever you get to listen to this. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.